David, how are you?
Good, Tony. How are you?
Well, when I saw your article in this morning's Detroit News, it made me happy, and I'm sure people are jumping for joy around this city. GM to build small Cadillac in Lansing, invest $190 million. Automaker's latest project will bring 600 jobs to Lansing. Tell us about this awesome story.
Oh, yeah, it's an incredible bit of good news for the state, for Lansing. Basically, you know, all the auto companies have been trying to build more small cars in the U.S., and this is a highly sought-after project. And I think at the end of the day, they just decided that the Lansing Grand River Assembly Plant, which is one of the newer plants in GM's portfolio, was the best place to build this vehicle. The new GM CEO will be in Lansing Thursday with the UAW president, the governor, both senators, the members of Congress. I mean, it's going to be a great day for Lansing and the whole state.
And I know that Lansing was working on this project for more than a year, and they had to make some concessions via taxes, but Lansing would appear to be a great area. There's a lot of people here who are ready to go to work, and there's a lot of infrastructure here that would just need to be restructured, remodeled, if you will, to get this plant going.
Yeah, we don't know all the details, but there's certainly going to be tax incentives. And you're right, this has been in the works for a long, long time. We also don't know the extent of if the UAW made any concessions in terms of flexible work rules to get these jobs in. But it's hard to underestimate the impact of 600 new jobs. I mean, by one study that the Center for Automotive Research has done in Ann Arbor, every auto job results in 10 spinoff jobs through the indirect spending and through auto suppliers. So this 600 jobs could have a pretty major impact on the economy of the Lansing area. I mean, even if it's only half that, it could be 3,000 to 6,000 sort of net jobs for the area. And for a state where manufacturing has been so hard hit, this is a big shot in the arm.
We're talking with Detroit News writer David Shepherdson. David and Christina Rogers' article is in today's Detroit News. You can get that at debtnews.com. What do we know about this new smaller Cadillac called the ATS?
Well, it basically fills a big niche in the Cadillac lineup. I mean, if people think about Cadillac historically, it's been larger luxury sedans, but you know, with everyone's nervous about gas prices, and one thing that GM wants to have in place is a smaller, more fuel-efficient Cadillac. So if gas prices go up and when more people gravitate towards small cars, then they'll have that luxury vehicle in the lineup. And that's been an area where, frankly, all of the Detroit companies have not put as much emphasis on, in large part because small cars have historically equaled small profits. Whereas SUVs, the Detroit companies might make $10,000 or more in profits. Oftentimes, they basically gave away the small cars because they didn't make much money on them. So it is a key vehicle for the brand, and the other thing is small cars tend to attract newer buyers, and younger buyers. So that's, and then if they buy a small car, maybe as they get older and they make more money, maybe they'll move into a larger car. So it's a big vehicle for the company, and it's, you know, it definitely will try to take on the smallest Lexus and other, maybe the BMW, the introductory vehicle as well. And it's a good place for Cadillac to grow.
Well, David, other manufacturers from Chrysler and Ford announced plans yesterday via the MEDC that they are going to be expanding throughout the state. So just a lot of good automotive news for the state of Michigan.
And you know that, and we can't get too overly optimistic, but here's one thing to remember, that all this good news is happening when auto sales are still not back to where they should be. I mean, this year we're probably going to end up at 11.5 million around there, total vehicle industry sales. Remember, as recently, you know, as 2007, 2008, we were selling about 15, 16 million vehicles a year. So if the industry gets back to normal levels, that's a huge boost. And you could see all three of these companies being very, very profitable. I mean, it's a real testament that all three of the companies are making money. I mean, Chrysler is making money on a net profit or on an operating basis, but GM and Ford are both making, you know, a lot of money relative to where they've been. So, no, I think if you look at where the state and where the industry's been for the last 2 years since the companies had to go to Washington and asked for government assistance, I think it's a pretty good moment. And then you think about what's next for GM. They're going to announce their third quarter earnings likely next week, and they should announce more profits, and they're going to launch this public offering to start the process of getting the government out of ownership of GM. And no, I think this is a big turning point for the industry.
Well, David, this is exciting news for Lansing, and enjoyed your article. Once again, David Shepherdson and Christina Rogers talk about this story, GM to build small Cadillac in Lansing and invest more than $190 million. It's the automaker's latest project, and it'll bring 600 jobs to Lansing. That's in today's Detroit News, or you can go to detnews.com. David, thanks so much.
Thanks, Tony. I'm sure you'll be covering it on Thursday.